This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline, testing at DART results in contamination of the facility. Recent routine testing at the Dual Axis Radiographic Hydrodynamic Test Facility, DART, at Los Alamos National Laboratory, LADL, resulted in contamination of the large X-ray machine. During a test of the X-ray beam on July 31st, a piece of graphite was vaporized and contaminated over 20% of the vacuum chambers. It will take about 3 months to clean up, resulting in delays of the first full-scale test using both of the DART axis. DART is designed to digitally capture the images created by mock nuclear weapon devices as they implode. The experiments are called hydro tests. During the experiments, DART generates a 17 million volt beam of electrons that are slammed at right angles into a high explosive target. The two X-ray beams digitally photograph the interior of the materials being compressed to simulate a nuclear warhead explosion. Electron accelerators create magnetic fields in a long row of large circular aluminum vacuum chamber structures within the DART facility. The magnetic fields steer the electrons in a beam to a target. During routine testing, graphite is used to block the X-rays from the target. During the recent test, a piece of the graphite broke off, was vaporized, and sent carbon contamination through 17 of the 74 aluminum structures. Many have criticized DART as being too expensive and behind schedule. In 2003, scientists found voltage breakdown problems in the second axis. As a result, DART underwent several years of reconstruction. In May, the DOE announced the successful completion of the reconstruction and stated that it planned to conduct its first full-scale test by September or October 2008. That test is now delayed until early 2009. The rebuilding effort cost $90 million and took 5 years to complete. Current cost estimates indicate that DART is a $350 million facility which began construction in 1988. Construction was halted in 1995 when CCNS and the Los Alamos Study Group sued DOE because the required environmental studies had not been done. The groups were successful and DOE was required to complete an environmental impact statement for the facility. LADL spokesman Kevin Rourke said of the recent incident that, quote, "It's an unwelcome thing, but when you're doing something for the first time and you're putting together a highly complex machine, you do expect things like this to happen. You'd like it better if they didn't happen, but it's a setback, not a disaster," end quote. Sherry Kotowski of the Embudo Valley Environmental Monitoring Group, based in the downwind community of Dixon, New Mexico, responded by saying, quote, "Some call it an unwelcome thing, and this unwelcome thing comes with an enormous price tag. LADL has continuous funding shortfalls when it comes to environmental cleanup that impacts surrounding communities. Pressure needs to be put on regulators and elected officials to deal with the environmental contamination from the numerous uncontained experiments conducted in previous years. That does not mean continued burial of wastes in unlined pits and trenches that threaten our groundwater or wastes left on the ground to be dispersed through the air," end quote. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information about this or other nuclear safety issues, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.